Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So this week I wanted to talk about a topic that often comes up for a lot of my clients inside of the Purpose to Service Academy, and a big question and also a concern that I see a lot of people talking about online and like on social media. And that is the topic of how do I even stay consistent with my content and why is it even important? I feel like a lot of people are like, you know, stay consistent and consistency matters. And if you want to change, you have to be consistent. And that is great. It is great. And I definitely do stand behind the thought of consistency. But I feel like where the disconnect happens is a lot of people are telling you to be consistent, but they're not telling you why you need to be consistent. Like, what is even the purpose of creating content consistently? And I could sit here and I could share with you all types of tips about how to stay consistent. You know, I can tell you to create a schedule. I can tell you how to outline your content. I can tell you how to create your content in themes and how that aligns with consistency. I could tell you all of that. But I believe that there is a really big mindset shift that has to take place about how you're looking at your content or content in general before you can even put those types of practices into place to begin creating and staying consistent with the content that you are creating, if that makes sense. So today, instead of just, you know, shouting you need to stay consistent or just rambling on with a bunch of tips on how to stay consistent, I want to talk about that one mindset shift that you need to make of how you're looking at content and how you need to change that to look at your content in a way that's going to actually help you to better your brand and your business. So before we get into this week's episode, I have to remind you and let you know that my Confident Content Workshop is happening next week on Tuesday, July 20th. So if you're like Alicia, I want to create content, I see the value in creating content, I need to do it now, but I don't know how. In this 2-hour masterclass, I am going to be teaching you how to brainstorm new content ideas that your audience actually wants to consume. I'm going to be teaching you how to effectively outline and plan your main content platforms. So that's going to be your podcast, your YouTube channel, your blogs, or your newsletters. And then I'm going to teach you how to take those main pieces of content and turn them into social media posts so that you are showing up consistently on social media, but you're not having to create more, always be in creation mode. And then of course, that is where we're really going to dig into all of the tips and strategies of how to stay consistent with your content. So if you are wanting to hang out with me next week on July 20th for the Confident Content Workshop, all you have to do is head to aliciarobertson.com/confident-content and grab your ticket. So I will leave the link to that in the show notes and in the show notes and below so that you can go ahead and snag your ticket for this awesome workshop. So for $65 for this class, you will get full access to the live workshop plus access to the replay. So if you're unable to make it live, no worries, you'll still be able to catch up on everything that we are going to be going over. So again, I will leave the link to that in the show notes so you can grab your ticket. So again, this week, I'm going to be talking with you about the one mindset shift that you need to make in order to begin creating content consistently. So that mindset shift is, I want to encourage you to look at your content as something that is going to help you to take your brand to the next level versus looking at your content as just a time suck. I think a lot of people look at, you know, creating content as that thing at the bottom of their to-do list that they'll eventually get to. And they look at it as just another task. You're looking at it as just something else you have to do. And it's also something that you're probably like, oh my gosh, that's going to take so much time. I'm already annoyed. I already have all of these other things I need to be doing. I don't have time to be focusing on content. So you're really focusing on content as it just being a time suck versus it being a really, really important, like intricate part of your overall marketing strategy. So instead of looking at content as just another thing that you have to do or just another task that's on your to-do list or just something else that isn't a priority or that you feel like is wasteful when it comes to your time, I want to share three reasons why you really do need to make that mindset shift so that you can really put yourself into this like content creation game and get your mindset in the place you need to be so that you can keep up with creating content consistently. So the first thing that you need to focus on is knowing that your content is more as a piece for you to position you as an expert in your industry. So if you are a coach, you know, no matter what type of coach, some type of online service provider, you are wanting to be seen as an expert. You are wanting to be the go-to person in your specific industry, your specific niche, so that whenever someone has a problem, so if I wake up tomorrow and I'm like, I really want to homeschool my child and I need to learn how, you want to be the first person that pops into mind who helps, you know, parents with homeschooling. Or for me, I really want to be the go-to person in my industry who talks about, you know, helping coaches and online service providers to build their businesses with intention and building sustainable businesses with intention. My content allows me to do that. So you want to be seen as the expert in your industry. And by creating content consistently, that helps to position you there. And that starts with really creating content around your specific expertise. So talking about the mindset shifts that your audience will have to push through in order to get better at what they're trying to achieve, or talking about how they can get started in your industry, or talking about some of the best practices in your industry, and talking about your story and why this particular problem that you're solving is really important to you. So your content is more than just a time suck. And I think when we think of content as a time suck, it's almost like, well, there's no point in me creating it because nobody's watching it, no one's reading it, no one's consuming it. But that is not true. People are always consuming even if they are not telling you that they're consuming. So one of the best ways to be positioned as that expert in your industry is to keep creating that content. I bet if you look up all the people that you admire, so people you admire on social media or YouTube, the podcasters, the bloggers, whoever, if you look at them right now, I can guarantee you that they are creating content consistently. And that is why you now view them as one of the go-to people in their industry. So think about that. Think about how you can focus more on how can I use this content to bring more people into my space, to position myself as a person who knows what they're talking about and position myself as an expert, instead of just looking at your content as just another thing that you have to do. The second reason why creating content is really important and why we have to make that mindset shift is because it helps to build trust between you and your audience. So I think a lot of us think of, you know, getting new clients as, you know, someone finds me on social media, you know, they may follow me for a little bit and then all of a sudden they want to give me their money. Or you think that it's even shorter than that. Someone finds you today on social media and then tomorrow they're handing you over thousands of dollars. That is not true. For most people, especially people in our space where we're charging, you know, $1,000 and up for our services, it takes some time to nurture those people once they find us to get them to trust us enough to hand over thousands of dollars to work with us. So that just landing on someone's page and then paying them next week, that rarely ever happens. And I'm pretty sure you have never done that before too. You've probably vetted out those people that you've worked with in the past before you've handed over your money, and rightfully so, right? So the thing about creating content is that it does help you to build trust between you and your audience. So your content should be used to not only position yourself as an expert and to bring people into your space, but it should also help them to receive a couple of quick wins so that when, you know, you are about to present an offer, they're like, oh, okay, well, her free content was really good. You know, that webinar I really got a lot off of. Her social media content is always on point. She helped me to achieve this thing. So that is trust. That is building trust. You're helping your audience through your content to achieve those small, may not be big to you, but to them, that could be the first step in the right direction. Helping them to receive those very small pieces of quick wins that are just steadily building trust that, you know, will eventually make them feel better about paying you thousands of dollars for your offer. So think of your content in that way. Instead of thinking of content as this is just something else that I got to put out there just because, you know, they told me I had to be consistent, it's actually going to be to help you to, you know, position yourself and to build trust between those people you're wanting to attract. Remember, no one is going to stumble onto your Instagram page or to your blog and then, you know, pay you thousands of dollars the next day. There is some nurturing that has to take place. You have to slowly build that trust. You don't meet somebody on Tuesday and then marry them on Wednesday. I mean, some people do, but in most cases, there is some dating that has to go on. There is some nurturing that has to go on. There is some I need to get to know you going on before you actually decide to like spend the rest of your life with that person. So think of your content the same way. I have to use this content not just as a way to just put stuff out there because that's what I'm told to do. But this content has a purpose and it's going to help me to build trust between me and my ideal client so that they do feel comfortable with working with me when the time comes. All right, so the other reason why you really have to switch your mindset about creating content in general is because it is the number one way for you to sell your offers. So we talked about positioning, we talked about building trust, but you are also using this to sell your offers. This is why we call it content marketing, because from creating your content, your offer should be the next best step that people take. So we're talking about all this content that's nurturing, that's helping to build trust, that is helping your audience to receive these small little quick wins. But we also have to remember that we're leading them to somewhere, and that place where we're leading them to is going to be our main offer. So instead of just looking at your content as I'm just going to put some words on this website and we're going to call it a day, or I'm just going to sit here and get on this microphone, I'm just going to talk to these people, think of it more strategic as I'm going to get here on this podcast episode. I'm going to provide tips. I'm going to provide strategies. And then I'm going to let them know the best possible way that they can work with me. I'm going to let them know, you know, what the next best step is. And that's going to be your offer. If you don't have an offer out right now, that next best step may be to get on your newsletter so that you can continue to nurture them, or to sign up for that free webinar, or to sign up for that live workshop that they're teaching. So letting them know what is the best next step. So your content serves as that prerequisite almost to getting to where they're at a good point to working with you. Because sometimes your clients may not be quite there yet. They may not be quite in a space where either financially they're ready to work with you, or maybe there's still some things in their own lives that they have to do before they'll be like an ideal client. And your content is supposed to help them to move past that or move past those things and then take that next step to working with you in a bigger capacity. So think of it that way. Like, I'm using my content to sell. I'm using my content to build trust, and I'm using my content to be seen as an expert in my industry. Creating content is not just a time suck. Yes, it can take a little while, you know, to actually do and to put out there. And that's one of the big things I'm going to be teaching you in the Confident Content Workshop is how do I create this content effectively, but also how do I do it, you know, quickly as well. So changing that mindset shift from this is just a time suck, this is just yet another thing that I have to do that I don't have time to do, I'm so over it. Switch your mindset and say, no, creating content has a purpose. It serves a purpose in my business, and I'm going to use it intentionally, meaning I'm going to use it to be seen as an expert in my industry. I'm going to use it to get to know my audience and let them get to know me so that we're building trust. And also, I'm going to use it to sell my offers. I know that my offer is the next best step after they've consumed my podcast, after they've read my blog post, or whatever it is that you're creating. So just that one mindset shift really does make a difference, because if you try to go into to implementing all of these strategies about creating content, but you still think that content is just a time suck, it's going to be a waste of time. You're still going to be inconsistent and you're going to find yourself right back in the same position you are in now. So switch your mindset when it comes to how you look at content overall, and I promise you it will make the biggest difference when it comes to actually sitting down and making it happen. All right, you guys, don't forget to grab your tickets for the Confident Content Workshop happening on July 20th. So you can find out everything you need to know about the live 2-hour workshop. And you guys, I am digging deep into content creation because it is my thing. I'm digging deep into content creation and how you can really make the most of it for your brand and for your clients as well. So head over to aleisharobertson.com/confident-content. Again, I will leave the link to that in the show notes for this episode. And as always, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will see you next week. Bye. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAleishaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.